This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The centre today reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption and also imposed export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel, ATF, to ensure adequate availability and to protect consumers from the rising global oil prices triggered by the West Asia crisis. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Chairman of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Vivek Chaturvedi, said the move aims to discourage exports at a time when international prices have surged sharply.
Yesterday, we came up with certain export duties in the form of special additional excise duty and a road infrastructure cess. Both these duties and cess have been imposed on the export of diesel and the aviation turbine fuel. Duties on petrol are nil at present. So the duties which have been imposed on diesel and ATF. However, the rates will be reviewed on a fortnightly basis.
Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India currently has sufficient crude inventories with supplies secured for the next 2 months.
We have sufficient crude inventories aur agle 2 mahine ke liye supplies have been lined up. Situation is comfortable with respect to LPG and PNG also. Hamari refineries 100% ya usse bhi zyada capacity par operate kar rahi hain. Domestic production of LPG has increased by almost 40%.
The External Affairs Ministry today said that India continues to be in touch with all concerned countries for the safe transit of its ships to meet the country's energy requirements. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 4 ships laden with LPG have arrived in India after crossing the Strait of Hormuz so far. On purchase of energy requirement, Mr. Jaiswal highlighted India's broad approach to sourcing energy needs. He added that it is based on New Delhi's imperative to secure the needs of 1.4 billion people, dynamics of the market and the global situations. He said these 3 issues are vital for decision-making regarding energy sourcing. The Defence Acquisition Council DAC, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, today cleared proposals worth 2,38,000 crore rupees to augment defence capabilities. The Ministry of Defence said that approval was accorded for the Indian Army's air defence tracked system, armoured piercing tank ammunition, high-capacity radio relay, Dhanush gun system and runway independent aerial surveillance system. For the Indian Air Force, proposals were cleared for the procurement of medium transport aircraft, S-400 long-range surface-to-air missile system, remotely piloted strike aircraft and overhaul of Su-30 aero engine aggregates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing a meeting with the chief ministers of states and union territories virtually. The meeting is reviewing the state's preparedness and plans in the wake of the ongoing West Asia conflict. The discussion also focuses on fuel supply, inflation and logistics amid global tensions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. Designed as a sustainable and future-ready infrastructure project, Noida International Airport aims to operate as a net-zero emissions facility, integrating energy-efficient systems and environmentally responsible practices. Parliament has given its nod to the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning it today after consideration, completing the budgetary exercise. The Lok Sabha had already passed the Finance Bill 2026 and the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The Finance Bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. In archery, India won 10 medals at the Asia Cup World Ranking Tournament Stage 1 in Bangkok today. Compound archers dominated the competition, taking mixed team gold and sweeping the entire men's individual podium. India finished with 2 gold, 4 silver and 4 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.